Behind the scenes on View from the Top Rope.
Oh, I got waves. I actually follow a Twitter account now.
Oh, yeah, the one that like reports on all
independent. Yes. The Midwest is all independent. And you know who one of the people who runs that podcast is? AC Riley.
Really?
Yeah, he's in, I'll show you. He's in the main picture. He's in their like background picture. You want to talk near your mic, hon? See.
Hello. I'm talking into the microphone.
Your face is really hard to twist off.
Good one.
Pretty proud of it.
Am I supposed to still be talking? Are you flipping me off?
No, I was going to open your... Why would it be flipping you off?
This is what you were doing.
Love you, honey. That was pretty exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to View from the Top Rope Bonus Level! And this episode we will be covering ICW Milwaukee, which we attended this past weekend in June of 2018 at the La Pica Lounge. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's Dojo. Hoi!
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 Yes! Did it. All right, I am joined by two wonderful people. First to my left, my good brother. He is part of the Undisputed Era because he's rocking the t-shirt. It's Diesel.
Hello out there, all high flyers.
And to my right, everyone's favorite, including mine, it's my wonderful girlfriend, Allison.
Hello, high flyers.
And we are going to just run through this wonderful, absolutely amazing ICW Milwaukee event that we just attended at the La Pica Lounge. This was Allison's second, Diesel and my third.
Jared's first, but he's not here to talk about it.
He is not. He's on assignment still. All right. We'll just roll right into the card, though. First match on the card was a triple threat match between the wild man, Maru, Pitbull, and Tyler Sullivan, a.k.a. Tyler Sunday. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're Tyler Sunday, and you can fight me if you want.
Yeah. The guy hates me.
He really hates Diesel.
Picks on my
bald head. He hates his bald head, yeah.
It's kind of starting to hurt a little
bit. I don't know. He must have had a bad childhood experience with a bald man.
I don't know what I did to him.
It's very aggressive.
It's very aggressive. Diesel didn't even yell at him this time, and Tyler was just all up in his grill.
And he didn't give me ice cream when he was Tyler Sunday, ice cream man.
I always yell at him. He should go back to his ice cream gimmick because I would really love an ice cream.
I always chant, "We want ice cream."
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this: why do you know all these wrestlers? Because they're like local, or are they more famous than I realize?
No, they're just local. It's just because we've been going to these events now multiple times.
So your listeners don't know who these people are.
Probably not.
Okay.
Maybe some.
Some of them do, and it's called Twitter. They can look them up.
All right.
So the Wild Man Maru won this match. It was a solid little, it was a pre-show match, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but it was a pre-show match, and it was a great little way to start the show. Next on the card was the opening match, because I'm going to skip over. There was another match where a man wrestled an imaginary person and won by countout.
He just came back from India. Yeah. He's enlightened
now. It was very uncomfortable. No one in the entire place thought it was funny. No. Everyone just stared at him and was waiting for it to be over. It was very weird.
Touch yourself chant.
Yeah.
And then he touched himself.
And that was about the, you know, gist of that. And it was garbage. So we're going to move along to a 3-on-2 match between Stacy Shadows and Sierra going against Johnny Swashbuckler and his first mates. And the ladies won the handicap match, and this was a really great way to actually, you know, open the show since the other match was a pre-show match.
Yeah, except for the Johnny Swashbuckler's a face and his first mates are heels.
Yeah, the three-man team that Stacy Shadows and Sierra went against don't make a lot of sense.
And you may know Stacy Shadows from Ring of Honor. Just point that out, Chad.
Yeah.
Just in case people were wondering.
Do those girls always wrestle together?
They are, what's their tag team name? It's Evil Shadow or something like that.
Like part two or something like
Part two, yeah. They've wrestled. They are a tag team, so yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
You are learning, and she's slowly getting more and more interested. You know,
Stacy Shadows is more famous than a lot of the other ones.
Yeah, Stacy Shadows has definitely wrestled for bigger promotions. She has been a part of Shimmer. She has wrestled
Ring of Honor, Women of Honor.
Women of Honor, yeah. So Stacy Shadows probably, I would probably say the biggest star that we saw on the entire show for everything, like just by who, where she's worked.
Female wrestlers, probably what I like the best to watch is kind of like gymnastics and kind of flying through the air, that sort of thing. And Stacy, I didn't feel like did a ton of that, but I think Sierra is really cool to watch.
Yeah,
she's my favorite.
She is Diesel's favorite. So
you have a little crush on her?
Nah, not a crush, but I don't know. I like her as a wrestler.
She's cute.
It's not the place nor the time, Allison.
No.
This is probably why Tyler Sunday hates him so much.
Probably. I took a picture with her once. I was really drunk, and I don't know.
They date Tyler Sunday and Sierra date.
That's probably why. He saw it. He said, that's the man with the bald head.
I just wanted to get a picture of my favorite wrestler. That's all. All
right. Well, hopefully he doesn't hear this.
Yeah, he probably does. He probably knows all of this. I mean, whatever. We're going to move on, though, to the next match on the card, which was for the ICW Midwest Championship. And this was between challenger Marman versus champion Mason. And thank God Marman won, because Mason sucks and has the worst hair I've ever seen in my life.
That's not kind, but I agree.
I'm sorry. It's not that I don't want to hate you for your hair, but it honestly, I can't look away from it. It's like a train wreck or something, because I can't look away. I talked to Allison through the entire match just going, Am I over exaggerating?
Oh, the like coach or whatever.
No, the blonde, the little blonde.
But he didn't wrestle. I know who you're talking about. The comb over.
No, not that guy. The blonde little springy hair.
Oh yes, there were two terrible haircuts.
There was. Yeah, we can get to the.
There was also a comb over situation.
We'll get to that later. We're not to that yet. We're talking first to the white blonde little springy curls with the headband around it that looked like fake hair. Yeah. It's called horrible. And Mason lost, and he deserved to.
To the Marman.
To the Marman. I like Marman.
So is JR.
All right. Do you have anything else to say, Allison?
No.
He came out to Take My Breath Away like he always does.
It is. It's a good opening.
That's good. That's a good song.
Take my breath away. Okay. On to the next match, which was a tag team match between Blackwell and Kato going against Juan Hernandez and Oso, my favorite. I love Oso. The Bear is my favorite guy in ICW.
Why do you love him so much?
Because he is a B.A. The first time he went there, he did a cannonball into the corner. Like, Diesel and I were sitting on high chairs right by the turnbuckle, and he did a cannonball into his opponent in that turnbuckle, and I thought the actual ring was going to explode. And I don't know. Since that moment, I'm Team Oso all the way. I'm even wearing he threw out wristbands, and I made sure to get myself one. Team Oso all the way.
I don't have much to contribute for this. I like to watch the ladies, and then I like to see people get horribly, horribly injured, and really all the stuff in between, I don't have much to say about.
She drinks a lot during that time.
Yeah. I don't have much to say about this, man. I like this match. I agree with Chad. Oso is the man.
Oso is the man. We're going to get him on this podcast.
That's almost a promise.
That is a definite promise.
It's almost a promise.
But they did, Juan Hernandez and Oso did lose this match to Kato.
They
and
do a double stomp into the Death Valley Driver for the tag team finisher.
Sweet double finisher, because Oso's the man. Oso's my favorite in ICW.
And Kato reminds me of Enzo Amore, so it gives him a little more heat from me. And he said some mean things to me one time, too, about my bald head.
Yeah, the wrestlers in ICW really, really hate on Diesel for being bald.
I'm just follically challenged.
I'm glad I have hair there.
Thinking about it, there isn't one bald wrestler in that promotion.
The King.
Oh, well, he doesn't count.
I even tried to look around, and there weren't, I don't think, any other bald people in the audience, but I see bald people every day.
That's my gimmick, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you're the bald king of ICW.
That's the king. Yeah. You just said
wear
that.
A wig next time and see if they have to hit you for something else.
Let's wear a hat. See if they still
remember. No, we got to get a wig. That would be way better. That would be way better to get a wig.
Snatch me bald.
All right. Well, Oso lost the match, but they did get the aftermatch beatdown on Kato and them, so it was great. And I got the bracelet, so I'm very happy about it.
I didn't. Lady behind me got my bracelet. Yeah. I grabbed her hand, she grabbed the bracelet. It was awkward.
I didn't hear that story, so I'm glad you saved it for the podcast.
It was awkward.
All right. Next match on the card, we had Aesop Mitchell, the gentleman, the fabled one, versus Derek St. Holmes, Esquire. And both of these wrestlers are probably two of the better wrestlers on both the ICW and the BCW rosters. And they had a great little match, a lot of little fun spots because they had a little comedy in it. You like this match, honey. You remember this one? This is where they're kicking each other in the butt and everything like that. You were laughing.
Yeah. Oh.
Pre-match, Asa Mitchell made fun of some meth heads.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty funny. Made a
deer hunter next to us.
Deer hunter reference. It made my day.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
now.
So you remember this match now? Yeah, and then they had the butt kicks and everything going on.
They were just all up in a very enthusiastic audience member's grill.
Yes, a very overly enthusiastic audience.
He wanted to be involved in everything that was going on.
Oh yeah.
He at one point picked up a broom and started sweeping some debris that was on the side of the ring. Just sit down, man.
I saw him do that and I just glanced it away as, oh, he just was supposed to do that. But the more you keep referencing it, no, you definitely wasn't supposed to be doing that.
No, he was super weird.
He was super, super weird.
He was handing like light tubes to the wrestlers like in the middle of matches. Like, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to be in your seat right now.
Yeah. Yes. And the one referee was like, dude, get out of here. But so back to the match, Aesop did beat Derek St. Holmes Esquire with a roll-up, which was turnabout from last month's match between the two, where Derek won with a roll-up. So, you know, turnabout's fair play. 50-50 booking. But a fun little match. Lots of little things. Aesop is really good in the mat, or really good in the ring, and he's a great trash talker.
He's one of the better ones. Better than Tyler Sullivan.
Yeah, let's just keep ripping on Tyler Sullivan. Let's make him a true enemy.
He rips
on
me.
You're right. Let's go balls to the walls and just, all right, we're going full on. We hate Tyler Sullivan.
We can have him on this podcast sometime. We can have it out.
Oh, it'll be a lot of fun that day.
You could get a t-shirt that says, like, shut up about my bald head or something like that. He would feel ridiculous. He's not going to make fun of you.
Oh, no, he definitely would. He would. I would go right at the person who said, shut up about my bald head. That's why I have made fun of someone. It said one eye on the back of their baseball jersey. I made fun of them for that fact. And they only had one eye. And they got mad at me. And I said, well, don't put that on the back of your baseball jersey then.
That's really weird, Chad.
Yeah. It's a true story.
That's really weird. It's a true story, but it makes you look like a dick.
We're playing softball. Bench is cleared.
Yeah. There's a bench is clearing fight in this situation.
And nobody got tossed.
Nobody got tossed.
But I think we should make a t-shirt. I do.
Okay.
Because then he would be like, he would be about to make fun of your bald head, and then he would think, I must always do that. I'm a loser, and I should think of something else.
No, it's going to be even funnier to him, and he's going to go way harder. But I'm in. We'll make him a shirt, and we'll be there. Next match on the card, though, was for the ICW Tag Team Championships. And this is a team between the challenger, Corporal Robinson, and his fill-in partner, Simon Says, going against the champs, Alex Riley, and Shooter Marciano.
Fun match.
This is the other terrible haircut.
Ah.
Yeah.
Manager.
There was the guy. Yeah, manager. Okay, so the guy standing outside of the ring, and he was in the corner that we were sitting at, so all I could see, I couldn't tell you one thing that happened in this match. It was the worst comb-over I've ever seen in my entire life. And why would you wear that haircut, have that haircut, in a business where you're going to be in front of people that just ridicule you? I can't believe more people weren't harassing him about it. It was terrible.
He is a heel, so he is probably doing it a little bit for the character itself.
Yeah. No way. No? That is just what his hair does, and he's having a really unfortunate time. There's no way that anyone would choose to make their hair look that awful. He can't know that it looks that terrible.
I don't think
anyone's ever done the mirror to the back of the head, twist you around in the chair, and show you what the back of your head looks like.
They've never done that.
Terrible.
Wow, honey. It was really bad. The match itself, though, was pretty interesting. Shoots and Wanders won.
Yeah, they said at the beginning of the match it was going to be their only chance at the titles because
Corporal Robinson's only chance at the
because his partner was MIA and they're a military tag team, so that works right there.
It does, but that was a great little reference.
He was MIA, so he had a replacement, and I don't even think Corporal Robinson even tagged in this match. I think his partner took all the brunt, and
no, Corporal Robinson got in eventually, though he lost because he got he went off and he fought Shooter.
Yeah, they lost, and then he came back saying, "Well, we're challenging for the titles next month because on the contract says me And I can't remember his partner's name right now. So next month.
Bobby Blaze. Something
yeah, something like that.
Do you, like, you guys like this guy? Camo? Big Camo man?
Corporal Robinson?
Yeah.
He's a fun guy. I mean, he's a little crazy.
Yeah,
he's
a legend. He looks like a crazy person. Like, yeah. If he... if I found him coming out of a cave where he has been living for 10 years with no other human interaction, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, no. I think he might be one of the craziest humans who could probably outdrink most humans on the planet. Because we have been to now 3 ICW events, and I have never seen the man... with at least not or with without a drink in his hand, first of all, and a cigarette in his other hand. And it's just constant. And he's there before we get there. And we get there early for the shows. And he's there after we leave.
Hey, he's been super cool to us.
He's super awesome.
Came up to us before the show. We were sitting at the bar and said hi and everything like that.
No, he's a super nice guy.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. He just looks like a caveman.
Oh, yeah. No, and the first time we were there, I actually was using the restrooms. And we were on the urinals close to each other. And he was bleeding from his hand, and I go, "Hey, bleeding all over." And he cut himself while he was putting his tape on his hand. And he told me his story. He goes, "First time I've ever done this." He's a very nice gentleman.
What a romantic story.
I'm here to tell you my tales.
Yeah.
Jog on. Time to move on to the next match. And this was the open challenge for the ICW Heavyweight Championship, which was Chase McCoy, the champion. And he challenged, or first of all, he defended his title against Rocky Kisses. Who is the king?
That's what I believe.
I think that is king.
I thought it was the king, but I only know him as the king, so I don't even know his name. So this match was okay. It was pretty short, actually.
It was a really quick match. Like, I walked out to get a beer. It took me that long. I walked back in, and the match was over.
There was a drunk guy on the outside of the ring and spilled his drink, and Chase McCoy slipped, and he blamed the referee.
Yeah,
Jerry.
It was a very drunk man. I thought I got intoxicated at wrestling events, and
Don't talk about getting too involved. I think he tried to, like, hand his beer to one of the wrestlers or something. What was he doing? He was, like, right ringside for a while. Do you guys remember this?
No.
And he was, like, swaying back and forth. No one saw this. Maybe I'm the only one that saw it.
Yeah, he was standing. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
He was standing.
I saw him standing for a bit, but I guess
he tried to hand something to someone. You might have. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Something might have been going on in the ring, so we were watching
that. I'm surprised
he
didn't get kicked out.
I thought he was going to get thrown out. I mean,
and he was a large man, so he also must have been drinking for quite some time.
Well, yeah, and the worst part was that where he was sitting was right in the spot where the wrestlers exited from the backstage area to try and get out of the backstage area without coming down the ramp, so he kept blocking their path, so they kept having to make him move. So it was just not a great situation for them. But so, as I said, Chase McCoy retained in this first match, and it wasn't that great. It was very short, but Chase McCoy, since it was such a short match, he goes, "The open challenge is still on," and he reopened it, and we had a second match versus Yanni Giannis, and Yanni Giannis won the ICW Heavyweight Championship.
And he was the champion before we started going to ICW.
He was. And this was probably the best pure wrestling match on the entire card. And by probably, I mean it was. It was awesome.
Yeah, we saw Yanni the first time we went. We didn't see him the second time. But he's a really good wrestler. And I liked his match. And I think he did wrestle Chase McCoy the first time. And Chase McCoy
beat him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a good rivalry going. I hope they have another match next month.
They really should, because this, honestly, as I said, was the best pure wrestling match. There was no hardcore spots in it. This was just them going back and forth. But there was a lot of great spots. They were going off the top rope. And it did end in some chicanery with the king, once again, interfering. Actually, no, it wasn't the king. It was the new guy with the crazy mask.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys remember this?
Yeah, no,
the
name.
Scary guy? I don't even know who he was.
Was it a glow mask?
It was a scary mask, and he had the, like, blonde ponytail top.
Yeah, the horns on it or something.
Yeah, it was really scary. You don't remember this?
No,
he got into that one guy's face, and he was talking to his friend, and he, like, turned to look forward and sticking right in his face. He's like, "Oh, God."
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Maybe you're using the restroom at this point. But no, so yeah, there was an interference from an unknown assailant whose name was not released.
Yeah, we don't get the name bars like we do when you get watching.
Exactly,
TV.
And no announcement was made after the match, so I don't know who it was, but we'll find out probably next month. So, time to move on to the next match, which is, there's 2 main events of this card, and we're going into the first main event of it, which is a Fans Bring the Weapons match, which was between Ryan Pitstain Foley going against Evil Dysfunction.
The franchise.
The franchise. Fun fact, Evil Dys also runs ICW Milwaukee and is a really cool guy.
Yeah, he there was a mix-up with how many seats we reserved, and he took care of it right away for us, and was real cool about it, making sure everything was cool.
I know, he got a little, like, he was, like, worried that we were upset, and we were all, like, super chill about it, but he was, like, worried that we were, like, freak out. We're like, dude, man, it's all good. We got spaces to sit. Allison ended up with, like, three chairs around her.
I did. I had my feet up on one, my butt on one, and my elbow on one.
Yeah, he's been super cool every time that we've dealt with him, and yeah. I'm definitely going to buy his shirt next time I go to BCW.
Next time they have the one that's actually the, like, luminescent one that's, like, shiny, I'll buy it. Until it's a shiny one, I'm not buying an Evil Dys shirt. I want the shiny one.
Don't say that. You should buy them both. Yeah,
I mean, don't start with me. I have enough wrestling t-shirts.
How many t-shirts do you think you have?
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, I'm
going to support your local wrestler.
We're going to talk about this match, though, which was a Fans Bring the Weapons match. And how many crazy spots were in this match?
So this is where I get involved. I basically am sleeping through the entire thing until this stuff happens. Does that mean I'm a psycho?
I'm not going to say yes or no because we're dating.
So. I will, yes.
Yes. I just don't even see the things that you guys are seeing. Like when you're talking about this was the best match because of this, this, and this. I'm just sort of there. I'm just sort of drinking my beer and hanging out until people start bashing each other over the head with stuff.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
But this I love. They did kind of like, okay, this is the intermission. Do what you have to do. So we went outside for 5-10 minutes or whatever, and we come back. And the first thing that I see is a giant TV from, God, 90s.
Tube TV. Which I will say
it was flat screen still, though.
I know, but it was an old flat screen tube TV. So, I mean, they did rip most of the guts out of it, but still, it's...
But huge. One of those huge that you would just, you know, see in your, like, parents' basement and think, okay, probably time to get rid of that.
Upside down bottle caps glued to the screen.
Yep.
That was crazy. There was the first spot of the match when they started the Dys hit Foley with the water jug. One of those, like, what are they called?
Like Culligan?
Yeah, yeah.
A Culligan water jug attached to a bat.
That was filled with Legos.
Yeah. Or no, it was Legos glued all over it.
Legos went flying everywhere. That's all I know.
I took a Lego home with me.
That's really weird.
Yep, it was in my pocket.
But no, it was straight headshots. And that's when JR came alive, too, during this match. Like, he was all good during everything, but, like, he was like you the first time. Like, when the death matches started, like, he was going nuts.
It's a game changer. It's a whole different situation. You think you're at one event, and then it is something different. It is something completely different. And if you think stepping on a Lego hurts... Yeah. These people were getting back thrown to the Lego, having to crawl on their knees on the leg. Terrible. Terrible.
They're also the craziest thing that I think that was involved in the match was the piece of styrofoam with all the plastic utensils stuck through it that they were then Dys was then slammed onto. Because that is plastic utensils, they just all shattered and just in him and thumbtacks and chairs. And Dys is one of the coolest guys, and also his favorite three words are you, sick, F. I'm not going to say it because we don't use that word on the podcast in general unless I'm very drunk and I let it slip, but we don't generally use that word. But Dys loves it, and it's the best way to describe this match. It was amazing. So many great things about this match.
And there was like a paddle with like nails like stuck through it.
An oar, if you will.
Yeah, an oar. And after the match, the referee took a step back and stepped right on it. It looked painful, like the face he made. And then he got out of the ring. He was like pulling nails out of the bottom of his shoe. Yeah, it didn't look fun.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I give you a lot of crap, but I felt bad for you when that happened. So
the one thing I was disappointed about, one of the guys took one of those chairs and smashed it in between the second and third rope, and this happened last time, and somebody got thrown into it, and it was very cool, and it did not end up happening this time. When he put the chair up, I was very excited. I was waiting for it the whole time, and nobody ever got thrown into it.
I'm sorry that it didn't happen for you this time.
I'm over it, but, you know.
You know, I mean, other cool things happened, though. They did have the little mallet that had fans on both ends of it that he smashed over his head right away.
That chair with tacks glued to it.
Yeah, that said Evil Dys ICW on it. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
The tacks are just... Yeah, they're always around. They always seem to be around, and it looks painful.
There was a George Foreman grill. Oh, they were stapling dollar bills to each other.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. That was not just stapling. It was machine. Like,
it was a staple gun.
Staple gun, yes. I couldn't think of the word.
First words to me when this started happening? Once again, because she did it the first time she went as well.
It's
with the
just
blood,
a
with
reaction.
The blood with the cheese grater. She goes, that's not real. And
that's
I go,
not what I said. I said, is that real?
No.
And it's just a shocking.
No, you said, that's not real. Because I said to you right away, because you did ask, you go, is that real? And I go, yes. And you go, that's not real.
Okay.
And I go, it is, honey. We're right here. And you go, it's not. That would hurt too much. And I go, that's what's happening.
This is not accurate. You're twisting things up. I just said as like a gut reaction, like as in, oh my God, someone's getting their face cheese grated. I said, oh my God, is that real blood? That is all that happened. I know that it's real. We don't need to talk about that anymore. But no, what did I say to you about the staples?
You literally said, is this real? Like you thought they were like fake staple gunning.
That's not true. I don't think any of this is fake. You're putting words in my mouth and you're making it seem like I'm completely naive.
Diesel, you've been there.
I was not sitting next to you this time.
But for the blood incident, can you back me up?
Why you got to put me in the middle of this?
Oh, because I need backup.
No,
I can never win arguments.
It is just word vomit, gut reaction of thinking, are you effing kidding me that they're staple gunning? Do you know how bad that hurts?
Yep.
No, I don't, but I can imagine.
I have staple gun, actually.
Those, like being an idiot and staple gunning yourself?
No. I've helped my family with construction jobs. I got staple gun in the arm one time.
Okay, so think about how bad that hurts.
So bad. It's like 3 inches, too.
They're long.
They hurt so bad.
Yes, which is why when you said a staple, it is not a stapler, my friends. Yeah. It is a freaking staple gun.
Yep.
And they all got, yes, and the dollar bills. They would put dollar bills.
The fans were
other.
Handing them dollar yes. bills to be stapled to their opponent.
One got stapled to Foley's foot.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. That was honestly a little bit hard to watch. And, you know, when you talk about people subjecting themselves to these things, they obviously have to kind of sit there for a minute and just let it happen to them. And I'm like, why would you not be running the other way if you know you're going to get a staple gun to your arm?
It's called kayfabe.
It's called kayfabe. And it's called doing it for the fans. So, that means it's time to move on to our main event, which was another death match. This one was a thumbtacks and light tubes death match. And first of all, before I even say the competitors, the actual setup to this match took them 10 minutes because they did go all out for this match. It was really cool, actually.
I have to correct you that it is, did you say thumbtacks? Because it's tack strips,
tack strips,
you would lay down carpet with. So they're literally on like a 3-foot-long thing with just hundreds of tacks sticking out of them.
Tack strips. I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you. So, but can we talk about the actual setup of this match before we even talk about who was in this match?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Fine. I will talk about
it. Yeah, it just took a while. They had to get it all. It was like fluorescent light tube, tack strip, fluorescent light tube, tack strip.
So you're not explaining it. They literally put these on the ropes with rubber bands. They made it like a prison.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
It was a prison
of light tubes and tack strips. It was light tube, tack strip, light tube, tack strip around the entire ring. So much so that the wrestlers themselves could not slide under the bottom rope to get into the ring before the match because it was all blocked by light tubes and tack strips. It was a nutty, nutty setup that I've honestly not seen. Like, besides death matches, like Japanese death matches where they have explosives in the, you know, ring ropes.
I kind of preferred last time when the fluorescent lights were, like, free unto themselves and not attached to the, because you could hit people with, like, 4 at once.
but
this was good, too.
Oh, they were hitting people, though. So, in this match, we had the second of the Foley brothers, which was Mo Foley, taking on Marcus Crane for the ICW alternative title in this tack strips and light tubes death match. And it was insane from the beginning. I've actually never been showered with this much glass in my life. Honestly, from where we were sitting, it was glass the entire time.
Yeah, there was more than last time. There was, I looked down at one point and my footstool chair was covered in glass.
Where she had her feet propped up. It was just covered in light tube glass.
Yes.
Yeah, this match was pretty brutal. They were putting, because they were both wearing shirts, and then they were putting the light tubes in the backs underneath their shirts and then body slamming them, and then the light tube would break. And
that's got to hurt.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
You got to be having a bloody back after
They were headbutting. They were putting a light tube against the other person's head and then headbutting it themselves.
Which doesn't seem like the best tactic, because you're really just hurting yourself also.
But you're hurting your opponent as well.
Neither of you guys talked about the best thing.
What is the best thing, Diesel?
Marcus Crane's entrance.
I was thinking it.
Yeah, he comes out to that Titanic song. See, if you're gonna sing, you gotta go for it, honey. You can't sing quietly.
I'm tone deaf.
No, you gotta just go for it.
That's balls to the walls. To
but that was great. It was about 3 minutes of
and
Titanic.
He went
song.
Up in the corner and did the thing and made the referee like wrap around him like he's holding him.
He made him do the Jack and Rose moment from the beginning of the movie at the front of the ship. Yeah, I've seen a Titanic about 1,000 times. So, but it was absolutely hilarious.
Evil Diss hasn't.
Nope. Evil Diss has never seen Titanic. Fun fact. And Evil Diss, I hope you listen to this podcast because I
Didn't
thought
he
that
say would, that?
Yeah, he was saying it because he kept Marcus Crane kept asking him to hold him, like because he came out after he won the title. Because okay, sorry, spoiler warning: Marcus Crane actually won this match. It was awesome. Just so much blood and chaos and explosive lights and tacks and so many great things. But at the end, Diss came out and he was asking Diss to do the Jack and Rose moment where he's holding him. And Diss was like, I don't know what to do because I've never seen Titanic. And he
Who
said,
hasn't seen Titanic?
Apparently Diss. I don't know.
That's shocking.
I know. I thought it was pretty shocking too. But, I mean, people haven't seen movies. You haven't seen a lot of movies, honey.
Oh, okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. That's
a story for another time.
That's a story for another time.
But yes, this was all good. Lots of blood. I hope to God they change the floor. To the ring after that.
The ring mat. This is the first time she's ever really thought about the fact that the ring mat needs to be changed. And I was like, they change it like every time.
Yeah. Thank God, because that's not sanitary.
Yeah, no, there's blood and sweat and it's not good.
No.
It's not safe. Not safe to not change that every single time. But so that was our ICW Milwaukee experience for Summer Slaughter. Absolutely amazing as always at the La Pica Lounge. Of course, we'll be going back.
July 9th. I can't remember what the show's called, you?
Oh, man, you're going to... Okay, talk for a second, and I will figure it out in 1 second.
Well, what I do know is we're going to have that tag team titles match. They set anything else up?
Did they set anything up? We know we have the tag team titles match. We have a strap match. Well, where are we sitting? Talk about that.
Where were we sitting?
Yeah, we have special seating this time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Next month, I don't know if it's special seating, but they had three different options. You can do the regular $15 for a ticket, or get VIP tickets for $20, or get VIP strap tickets for $25. And they said they weren't releasing any of the information what it meant for the VIP strap tickets yet. But we still
went with the strap tickets,
yeah,
anyways.
We're crazy
because I mean, it's got to be something cool. You know, it's going to be cool if they're, you know, the tickets are usually $15.
Yes.
Then, so if they're going for $25, I have to think that it's going to be worth that $25. You know,
I think we get a special pre-show and everything, and I don't know.
I mean, ICW Milwaukee has been so BCW or Beer or Brew City Wrestling. Was our first independent promotion that we started going to in Wisconsin. And it was awesome. And it's still awesome. And I love everything they do. ICW Milwaukee, though, is a completely different beast of what it is. Because it is a hardcore division. It is something different than even what we watch on TV. As Allison has stated before, this is not what I usually watch each and every week.
Yes, and then we're also planning on checking out... Frozen Tundra Wrestling here in a couple weekends because they're actually heading to Madison, right in our territory. So.
Yeah, no. So
what does that mean?
We're going to at another Turner Hall, not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday after. There is a Frozen Tundra Wrestling event. Would you like to come with us?
I'm asking what that means, though. Frozen Tundra.
It's another promotion.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's not hardcore.
It's not hardcore. So
no, probably not. This is I have one niche. That's what I'm into.
You love your death matches, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That show's called Capital Invasion.
Which is a cool name, though. But I did finally find, I did parlay enough time into finding out the next show for ICW is Fan Appreciation Night.
Wow.
That's what it's called.
So this, you got me a ticket for this one?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're coming back, honey.
VIP strap.
Yeah.
They're going to know me at La Pica.
Yeah. You're a part of the group. They do know you at La Pica already. They asked right away if you wanted Tito's.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's when you know you've made it, kids.
Yeah, when the bartenders know who you are is how you know you've made it. But this was our review of ICW Milwaukee. But make sure you check out everything that's wonderful and all the rest of Visionaries Wrestling Network podcast on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Of course, there'll be a whole bunch more View from the Top Rope this week. You have our predictions and also both parts of episode 50 of the greatest podcast in the known multiverse, View from the Top Rope. But Diesel, why don't you hit us up with some social media handles?
You can find, this time we'll go chat first. Chat on Twitter at View from Top Rope. Find me on Twitter at Diesel underscore VFTR. JR is on Twitter at Jer the Jabber, J-E-R the Jabber. Yeah, Gmail. I don't know why I forget this every time. But you from Top Rope at gmail.com. Facebook, Tumblr, which is View from the Top Rope. Oh, YouTube. Didn't say the YouTube page on the picks episode. Oh, well. So, View from Top Rope on YouTube. Visionaries Wrestling Network stuff. Twitter is at VizWrestleNet. You can send your podcast to the Gmail, which is visionarieswrestlingnetwork@gmail.com. Listen to all the great shows on the Visionaries Wrestling Network on Podable, Podknife, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes.
Guys, he is not looking at a sheet of paper. That's pretty impressive.
Done it.
I am not very active on social media, so I'm sorry that I don't have anything to offer you. If you were to find me on Twitter, you would notice that I haven't tweeted in 18 months. But if you really need to tell me something, it's Judy Klog, JudyKlong.
Oh my gosh, you gave out our Twitter account. I don't even know what that is. I don't even think I follow you.
I'm not even positive that I'm saying it right. I think that's it. I honestly probably haven't been on Twitter in close to 2 years.
Well, do you have any other final thoughts for us, my love?
No, my Instagram is KLOGGS1. I do that a little more, but you're just going to find pictures of French bulldogs, so you're welcome.
You're not going to find me. You'll find me on Instagram, but I'm not giving it out because I never go on Instagram.
I don't use Instagram, but you will find pictures of the wonderful Zeus dog on Allison's Instagram, so I would suggest checking that out. But this has been our wonderful ICW Milwaukee review. We thank you so much for joining us.
A bonus level.
I was kidding. He just is really getting into these sound effects. We thank you all for joining us. Please make sure that you are reviewing, downloading, sharing, and subscribing all of our wonderful podcasts. But please always remember to get up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.